History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
To Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1. 617-931-1234. Call or text that number if you want to share what you're getting into over the weekend. Again, 617-931-1234. Rachel, our good friend from Wakefield, is taking her son to do what this weekend?
He's getting his eyebrow pierced. 17 years old. He's a senior. He already has a septum pierced. So I'm going to take him to get his eyebrow pierced now.
I have three piercings. Two in my left ear and one in my right ear. But it's been a while.
How old were you when you got those?
I got the first one when I was in the Army. So I was probably like 18 when I got the first one. And then I got the second one when I was in the Army. And then when I got out of the Army, I think I got the third one. So I was doing like hoops. You know, I was doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
I look like a hoop guy.
I had a midlife crisis recently. And got my girls pierced.
Oh, I like that.
You notice when Kennedy's not here, the tone of the show changes a little bit, Dan?
Yeah, I didn't know where to go with that without Kennedy. I wanted to get my ears pierced when I was younger and be like that cool kid with the diamond studs, but I think 35 is maybe a little too old to try it for the first time.
Dan's girlfriend texted us and said, Kennedy's gone and you guys are talking about Hulk Hogan and now this.
Hey, I love it. Do what you want to do.
Casey is from Worcester and is celebrating something pretty spectacular with her great-grandmother. Tell everybody what's happening this weekend.
Hi, yes. We are celebrating my great-grandmother's 100th birthday this weekend.
That's the wholesome content that we need. What is Meemaw's name?
Are her girls pierced?
Oh, shut up.
I don't know about that.
She lived a life.
Her name is Mimi.
Oh, Mimi. That's what we called Lana's mom.
How does one celebrate a 100th birthday?
The whole family is getting together. We're having a big party for her.
It's going to be an ice luge.
I hope so.
Ski shots.
So let's think about this. So she was born in 1924.
Yep.
I mean, the automobile hadn't been around that long. Right?
Right.
I mean, that's just a life. That is just life.
She's pretty incredible.
What did she work growing up? What was she into?
That is a good question. I know she was a stay-at-home mom for my grandparents, my grandmother, and she came over here from Germany when my grandmother was just a few years old and has been raising them here since.
Mm. How's she doing these days? She's sharp as a tack?
She is very good, yes. I haven't seen her in a long time, so I'm excited to see her.
You should ask her views on politics.
I don't know if I want to do that.
I just feel like when you're 100, you can say whatever the hell you want, and everybody else can suck it.
I'm 35, and everything hurts now.
Wow.
At 100, I would be mostly dust.
That is awesome. Well, tell everybody, and Mimi too, congratulations. What a wonderful life I'm sure she's lived.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Bye, Casey. 100 years. God bless you. Live to 100 years and get to see whatever she saw.
I know. I'm going to want to check out before that. That sounds painful.
Jill is from East Boston, and she and the family are doing something that I think is pretty interesting and funny. Hi, Jill. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
Doing good. Tell everybody what you're doing.
So I have two younger brothers and their families, and as a joke, we were like, we should do a turkey dinner. I'm like, let's do a pre-Thanksgiving dinner this weekend. So my brother got turkeys. I got the ingredients to make green bean casserole, and I even sent him a 6-foot blow-up turkey to put on his front lawn. And then we're going to go see the fire show on the beach up in Hampton Beach at, I believe it's 7:30, 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
So this is like a September dry run of Thanksgiving.
It is. It's going to be fun.
We deep fry a turkey. Do you deep fry the turkey or do you do it in the oven?
Just in the oven.
Much more fun to do a deep fry. A, it tastes better. And also the chance that you might blow something up.
Yeah, the danger really adds an element.
Yeah, it does.
Right. We're going to have 8 younger kids there, so we don't want to have it too dangerous. So.
Well, Jill, you should make like pilgrim buckle hats for all the kids and really just lean into this.
I think we might have to, Dan. Absolutely.
So funny. All right. Thanks, Jill. Enjoy the food.
You too. Have a great morning.
It's September.
Thank you.
Lionel from Mattapan.
Hi. Yeah. So on Saturday, my daughter has a 5K race.
Okay.
And then on
on Sunday, we're going to Harvard Square to visit my son. He's a freshman at Harvard. We've called throughout the summer and let you know his progress. So he got accepted. He started, and we're excited about that.
How's it going for him in his first semester at Harvard?
He said it's okay. I mean, I said, how are the classes? He said, easy. I was like, okay, if you say so. But, I mean, I'm sure. It's only September, so I'll find out in December.
What's it like having a kid at Harvard? Like, did you know early on at, like, the dinner table that, oh, he's just smarter than all of us?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Like, I can't relate to this kid at all.
Who is that in the background?
Oh, that's my daughter. We're on our way to school. Oh. She's a freshman at Archie's in Braintree.
Oh, and she was saying, yes, we knew. What's your daughter's name?
Jesse,
well, we know you're going to do great things, too. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bar set for that kid. Can't go to Bunker Hill now.
Danielle is from Waltham, and you're going to be doing something pretty interesting this weekend. Tell everybody who you're going to see.
I'm going to see Maureen Hancock. She is a medium.
Maureen Hancock, who is a psychic medium.
Yes.
Now, do you do this all the time, or?
No, this is the first time. And a friend of mine wanted to go, so I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go with you. Why not?
Is there something specifically that you're going to ask the medium about?
No, everything's about him.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, he lost his wife last October.
Oh.
And then lost his son this past March.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. That's a lot.
Yeah, so he really wants to go. So, being a good friend I am.
What about you?
Yeah,
you seem skeptical. Are you a non-believer?
I don't know. I'd be curious to know what they say.
Yeah, I would keep it very pragmatic. Like, what are the winning numbers for the next Powerball?
Exactly. You know, give me the lottery number so I can win.
That's it. All right, well, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling in, Danielle. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I will definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
How about you, Producer Dan? What are you doing this weekend?
I'm doing something fun tomorrow. There's my girlfriend lives in Medford, and there's something called Taste of West Medford going on, where like all the local businesses are getting together, and you walk around. They got food, live music, drinks.
West Medford is a place?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Medford's big. It's got different sections.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, learn something new.
It's going to be fun, because some of the food that's going to be there is going to be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I have absolutely no decorum. If you line up five food trucks, I'm eating a full entree from all five food trucks because they're there and I can't help myself. I'm going to be breathing like Darth Vader.
All right, sounds like a good weekend. Yep. Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.